Life's not like Flynn, and you've done all you can. You may need a new plan. Call the helpful snowman. He'll tell you what to do.
Jesus Christ.
He will make.
That's why it's the king. Because their flavor lock crown.
Like
not a fucking bottle cap.
Fuck you.
Deliciousness receptacle.
Yeah. Conveyance.
Well done.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another one. And this time, I'm not alone.
That sounded sexy.
Yeah,
slightly
it's not
threatening.
Don't worry. I've tried it on myself when I'm home alone.
You're
and this
not
time,
alone.
We're alone. Nothing.
No. Even when you're naked, you've got the porn ready to press play.
Yeah, no. No, it doesn't help.
Do you get completely naked? I mean, living alone and completely alone and lonely.
When I masturbate?
Yeah. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like everything.
I would say generally I'm pretty much... Yeah, generally.
Yeah, I can see
I'm
that.
Sure there are exceptions.
That's
probably horrible exceptions, like just socks.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then you finish and you're like, ugh, God.
Sarah doesn't like it when I leave them on. Mm. I'll leave them on if at all possible. Not because I enjoy, it's not like my kink.
Yeah.
I'm like, but it's just like hard to take them off in the moment and be
it's
like sexy about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And also, I like the grip on the, anyway, you know, my anyway, yeah. I leave them on if I can.
Yeah.
But
I've done that too. In the winter. I remember once there was a time where I actually had to, I stopped and put socks on.
Are you serious?
Was,
in
yeah,
the middle
it was just
of the
freezing.
Jerk-off?
No, I was with somebody.
Oh.
We were at a cabin and I was okay. dying and I was like, I got to put some fucking socks on.
Yeah.
Because this is,
I hear
this
you.
Is really nice, but I'm not going to lose my feet over it.
Yeah.
I won't do it.
I wouldn't lose toes for a woman either.
No. No.
I don't think.
Right before we started, you were just talking about a guy who, I guess, 7 dates before he kissed a girl.
Yeah.
You can fill us in a
little. Well, he said that he wasn't gay, that he was just really... He brought it up immediately. He's like, I'm not gay, but... So that immediately sets off some alarms.
Right.
But he said that he was just really nervous. He's just a super nervous guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I were talking about how 7 dates seems a little excessive, no matter how nervous you are.
I think so.
I mean,
to kiss.
Come on.
To just kiss, yeah.
Well, and
kiss it all.
I mean, you and I have both been on our fair share of dates, and of course, every guy's nervous.
Sure.
I mean, I'm not saying it's the easiest. We're not like, hey, babe, any ladies.
Yeah, yeah.
But
hi, my name's Mystery. I'm going to tell you how to pick up women.
Yeah.
Here's my hat.
You need to wear
Let's
that
Let's do it.
That fuzzy purple hat.
Hate that guy.
I do, too. So does he.
Yeah, that's true.
I just think that either he is gay... Or something's up. He enjoys that.
Yeah.
Cause,
yeah, there's something weird about, like, maybe he's trying to put it off as long as possible. Maybe he performs well under pressure.
He did. Maybe.
He does, like, his school reports at the last minute.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some people I love when people are like, oh, no, yeah. I'm just way better. I stay up till I don't get it done because I'm just better under pressure. I'm like, no, you're fucking lazy.
Yeah, you
if
just
you
don't want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, just procrastinating. It's not better under pressure.
Right.
You just swing it a really nice way.
Right.
But. He also said that he didn't do it often because he is so scared of the breakup.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, oh, I hate, even if it's 2 dates, the breakup is awful.
Yeah.
So I don't want to go for it because I extrapolate too far and, you know, I fear mm-hmm. that. Yeah, but it sounds like excuses
2 dates,
to me.
Though, that's not really a horrendous breakup, right?
He claimed they all are bad.
I get, well, they're not good.
Right.
But, you know, I went on like 1 date with somebody and the breakup was just... I called her and she never called me back.
Yeah.
It really wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I was going to say after 2 right. dates.
Well, I didn't really like her.
That's funny. That's better. Yeah, we've all had like those 2 or 3 dates. We just talked about a few of mine where
yeah.
it was like third, you immediately find out.
Yeah.
First and second, you're kind of still feeling each other out.
All of a sudden, she's like, let's go to a dance, wear my dad's suit.
Oh, that wasn't even number 1. God, that one, I would remember... freaking out about it. We were supposed to be studying for Japanese.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
instead, we were all just talking. I was like sitting there fretting, and I was like, what should I do? Should I go? can I go? And then finally I just lied to her and I was like, I can't go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Japanese class seemed to be a good way to meet weird girls.
It was a great way to meet weird girls. If you're going for 4.5s and below, yeah. If you want a really solid, like, you know.
Bankyo Oshimasu, and you're in.
Oh, my God. It's because I think it was an eclectic mix of dumb but slightly attractive, mm-hmm. interesting and fun but slightly unattractive,
mm-hmm.
and then some just 5-5-5-5 looks, personality.
Right.
I mean, you know,
like their Marvel trading card that's like speed, agility, whatever, either, and they're right in the middle.
You've got either a 10, well, I would say 10. There were no 10s. But yeah, you've either got the, you know, looks of a 6.5 or 7 traded off with a 3 personality and intelligence,
mm-hmm.
or, yeah, like you said, some of them were Spider-Man, some of them were Galactus.
Yeah, definitely.
I fucked Spider-Man.
Well, it's probably for the best.
You know,
once you go Galactus, where do you
that's
go from
true.
There?
I mean, if I fucked Galactus, I don't. Nobody fucks Galactus.
Yeah,
Galactus
that's
true. Is a top. he's not catching for anybody.
I don't see how he could really.
I mean, who would fuck him?
Do you think he even has a peen? Why would he?
No, I mean, well, he does have that skirt.
Yeah,
yeah, but. No, I don't know. I mean, how serious are we going? Do you want me to nerd out? Well, actually, Peter, he's a cosmic entity, but he was originally a man, so I think that he probably does have a penis.
Ah, okay.
I think his name was, not Genis, but it started with a G.
Genesis. Phil Collins.
Phil, yeah, he was in the air tonight.
Before he got his powers.
Here's how bad he is. He saw me drowning, didn't do anything.
Yeah. Before he traded in his pop music powers for cosmic powers.
Which one was the drummer that turned into the singer, and which one was Peter Gabriel or Phil Collins?
I think that
Collins?
Was Phil Collins,
okay.
Yeah.
So, and can you tell their voices apart?
Yeah, well, I guess. Right. I know the songs.
Oh,
the problem,
so you already knew, yeah.
So it's hard for me to say if I heard one they did today.
That's fair.
It could be tough.
You know, it's funny you say that, because thinking about it, I think I knew all their songs or who was who before, too.
Yeah.
Well, because they don't play any of the Peter Gabriel ones, right?
Right.
None of those were famous from Genesis. No. They didn't get good and famous until...
Right.
But then he went on to do his own.
Right.
Yeah.
They both split to make their own same music.
That's true. Well, it's like
their
Megadeth
own album
and
twice.
Metallica.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes you split to make two, you know... Yeah.
It's true.
I noticed that you have a New York Public Library desk reference on your desk, which makes you look super smart, with a Game Informer on top of it.
Yeah, I was at the game store a couple weeks ago, and you know, every time I go there, it's like a new humiliation. You know what I mean? So like,
your fly is down, or
no, in a way of like somebody there makes me feel like I've made a poor choice, or they'll say like. Wow, if you're going to spend this much on games, you should really get our Power Up membership.
I know
platinum.
Exactly what you mean now.
Yeah, and like, so the last time I was in there, you know, I was just buying a game. I knew what I wanted. I just went in there. I got it.
Yeah.
And, you know, then they look you up in the computer because I have the free version, which
that's
I don't
what I did too. I got rid
know
of my card.
It gives you anything,
never,
but
you get points if you get online.
Yeah,
the fact that I know this
fucking never
you could get
that.
Free stupid shit. That's you're not gonna dog tags.
Yeah,
I think you could get a T-shirt if you have 25,000.
Ooh, Modern Warfare dog tags. That's a really good thing to wear
if
as
you're
an 13, adult man. Yeah.
When I was a kid, I was in the Power Ups, Nintendo Power Ups or rewards thing.
Mm-hmm.
I got cool little trading cards and a little like nice holder of it. And then I got a shirt that changed colors. I think it was either in the heat or when it got wet.
Okay.
Either way, fucking a shirt.
Yeah,
that's
a bad
idea. Very strange.
My shirts change color in the heat too.
Yeah, to yellow
and get wet.
Yeah, that's true. So anyway, it's dumb shit. It was dumb shit then. It's dumb shit now. Keep going.
So yeah, I was in there and I was buying the game, you know, and they always fucking. You walk in there and they're like, "Can I help you find anything, man?" And I'm like, "No, I mean, I pretty much know what I want."
Right.
You know, and I get it, and they're like, "Oh, do you want a special order or some shit?"
Man.
And I'm like, "No."
I used to work.
I could just wait till it arrives.
I worked at those places, and they are fucking. I mean, I did it with a friend who's a manager there. She was like, "You want to work here?" I was like, "Sure."
Yeah.
Had to wear nice black pants and black work, not work short shoes, but nice shoes.
Yeah.
So I walked over to Target because it was right next to Target, fucking bottom. The laces broke that day. But anyway, so they push upselling.
Yeah.
They push customer over annoyance. I mean, I can't tell you how many people were just like you, because you should be. You're coming into a game store, not a watch store,
right?
Not a fucking jewelry store. We're
right.
Supposed to greet them at the door. Supposed to, when they're at the cash register, like you just said, like, can I get you anything else? Can I get you a controller? Or can I get you a game to pre-order? If you pre-order, you're going to get a free golden gun.
I know. Oh, my God. Well,
I couldn't
all that
do
stuff,
it.
I'm just, you know... I totally understand it's their job, But I try. I always try. They say, "Hey, how you doing today?" To do a pretty good blow off right away, and just be like, "Pretty good, pretty good." Yeah. Just looking. Yeah. You know, and
they should listen to that because it's kind of you to not blame them for the first time, but fuck them if they're overdoing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, they say the customer's always right, and that fucking dumb. And even, but it's true.
Yeah. Well, that's how I. So I get up and I buy the game, you know. And he's like, "Do you want to order this stuff?" And I'm like, "No." And he says, "Well, if you do, blah blah blah." You know. And I'm like, "No." And he's like, "All right. Well, if you come, if you change your mind in the next X days, you know." So then he like punches up my thing, and he's like, "Wow. If you've spent enough on games this year, if you upgrade right now, you know, you get the free subscription to Game Informer magazine, and also, you know, you could get this game for free and whatever."
Did you say, "Stop, wait, you're telling me a free subscription?" Oh my God.
A terrible magazine. Yeah. Didn't even have a staple in it.
Yeah, well,
a staple binding.
It. You know what's great is that, I mean, some of those people, this isn't great. This is the opposite of great. They have the corporate mentality. They're making fucking $7 and change an hour.
Yeah.
And they are so into, "I'm part of GameStop."
Yeah.
And I worked with one of those guys. It sounds like you probably got this guy.
It's entirely possible.
Yeah, probably. And they are just like, "Well, we got to do it for the company." It's so sad that these peons that fucking don't matter to the, they want to matter so much to the company. And I'm like, fucking join a militia.
Yeah.
Join a cult. Go to church.
Right.
You would be more appreciated and better off.
Well, or just, you know, I don't know why they're trying to, like, I'm the tough sell.
Right.
Sell it to someone's mom who doesn't know what the fuck she's talking about.
My dad. He's the perfect demographic.
Right, 'cause he'd be like,
"Can't say
whatever.
No to anybody." And he's like, "Well, another $7. Okay.
Yeah. $7 and I get this for free. Seems reasonable."
But you know what you want.
I know what I wanted. And so, you know, but anyway, well, so right, it was a double great because he was like, you know, I knew in my heart of hearts I was making the right decision.
Right.
Because I was like, no, I mean, but also he's like, "You've spent a lot on games this year."
Making you
like,
feel
fuck
like,
"Fuck you, man. You don't know my life.
I had a, you don't know what I'm going through."
Yeah.
My fucking mom has cancer.
Rough times here,
you
buddy.
Fuck.
This is all I've got.
I play this next to her body. You know, it's, I had a guy I worked with who was like, the first or second time I met him, he's like, "You a gamer?"
Yeah.
And immediately you're suspicious of any guy asking you anything, as we learned about, you know, you remember last blowjob
guy.
So, but I was like, "Yeah, why?" He's like, "Oh, no, you just look like a gamer." And I'm like, "Fuck you."
Yeah.
It's
nice
such
thing
a
to
fucking
say.
Insult. Just like this guy. "You spent a lot on games. Keep your mouth shut, everyone."
Yeah. You don't need to say it. Well, and you know, and then he kind of flips it and makes me feel bad the other way.
Okay.
Because he's like, "You spent a lot on games." And I'm like, "Fuck off. I know.
Right.
And then he's like, "All right, man. Well, if you don't want it, I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you the free Game Informer, you know, just because, and maybe you think it over." So he gives me this fucking magazine, you know, and it's got a bunch of shit in it. I don't even know what it is.
Right.
It's been sitting in my car for like 2 months.
I'm shocked
this is the
you didn't
first
bring it
time
in
I opened
the night, and you were like, "I've got to fucking read this."
Yeah.
I've got to read everything that I could get online.
I know.
But
well, yeah, and it's
instead.
Just like, what?
Well, full disclosure, I've read those because when I worked there, I read them.
Right.
And they're exactly what you'd expect. I mean, they're like any other magazine. It's like Time or Newsweek. They've got their regular, columns. I mean, it's got like, oh, the reviews. And then those are stupid.
Yeah.
Because I just like, I know whether or not I want to play a game, so I don't read the reviews.
Right.
And it's got a funny thing in the back or a quiz or a, you know, and then it's got a few somewhat interesting articles like, you know, the guys from Atari are coming back and read the article.
Right.
Or what do you think about downloadable content?
Yeah.
I mean, it's, if you're interested, it's 2 second read.
Right.
But again, it's shit you could get online.
Yeah.
I'd rather be playing the video games than reading about them.
Yeah. That's my thing. I'm like, I'll play the game.
Yeah.
That's fine. I don't really need to read about anything.
I mean, it's fine if you're taking a dump. It's fine if you're at work at GameStop and you're reading it because you don't have nothing to do.
Yeah.
But it's not something I would have paid for.
No.
If you were like, "Should I read this?" I'd be like, "Sure, fucking flip through it."
They have the audacity, too. I think it says on here.
Okay.
This is a $5.99 magazine.
My God.
Are you kidding me?
We get
Who's paying for that? Can you even just subscribe to this separate from GameStop, or is this like a GameStop product?
I don't know. Well, it is GameStop product. I mean, it's the same company.
I mean, could I be a non-member and still...
That's a fair question.
Yeah.
No one ever asked.
Like, I'm not really into getting the discounts on games. I just really like the journalism.
Nobody said that to me. They were like, "I just like it for the articles."
I can't believe no one asked.
Oh, my God.
Who is reading Maxim magazine at this
now
in 2012.
Oh my God. People, oh, you know what? People like me who my freshman year of college, somebody for a gift gave me a subscription to Maxim.
Who gave you that?
Friend Vanessa or V, start with a V. Anyway, a chick I met in college who was like a casual friend. And, you know, they were into getting gifts for people, which was weird even then. I was like, I don't give gifts for my fucking family.
Yeah.
And I've got like a casual, I mean, she wasn't into me.
Right.
She had a guy that she dated. I was friends with them.
Right.
You know, so it was weird that she's like, I got you this. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
So, I mean, because she knew, obviously, I like tits, I guess.
Sure.
And so, but all I'm saying is that can be the only way it happened. And I'm telling you, I read like cover to cover because I have that compulsion.
Right.
Shitty books, shitty comics, shitty Maxim magazines.
Right.
If I have something, I always felt the need to finish it.
Right.
So the first one or two I read cover to cover. The next couple I probably flipped to the ones, and then the last six I probably beat off to once each.
Right.
And then fucking, I was like, this is retarded. So.
I just don't know. I mean, in this day and age, when Maxim first came out, I guess it made some
a
sense.
A little more sense.
Because you couldn't just Google image search Maxim.
It's got to be people.
Everything.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Maxim naked. I mean, it's got to be people who either don't have internet access, those real low rent. I'm going to lose your demographic here. But, you know, trailer people who don't have internet.
Yeah.
And they have too much self-respect to go to a public library and beat off.
Sure.
Like a 16-year-old who doesn't have internet and who can't get porn would probably go to the 7-Eleven and fucking buy Maxim.
I just don't like the Maxim, though. Why not? You might as well just get Playboy, right?
They can't. I'm saying, I mean, I'm seriously,
like
I'm thinking.
Can
it's,
you buy that as a kid?
They're,
I guess they're not nude.
No, you can buy that as a kid. That's, I mean,
know.
They had it at Hastings.
Tried.
Well, I mean, I say, oh, yeah, I could be wrong, but I'm almost, I mean. It,
I guess there'd be then no point,
it's,
right?
And it's, same, it's next to Hot Rod magazine and all the fucking, like, you know, titillating, no pun, but, so yeah, I think that's what it's for.
All right.
But it's got to be fucking small.
Yeah. I guess, I mean, at least that way I don't have to pretend that I'm interested in lowriders, right?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm pretty into lowrider cars.
That's all.
If they're close to the ground.
I love
them.
This one bounces.
Great.
The car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got fucking 400 batteries in the trunk.
Oh, my God.
Who cares? A good thing to have.
Who cares about cars?
Not me.
No one.
No one.
Maybe that's sweeping generalization, even though I'm related to like 10 people that do.
Yeah, so, no, if I could, all right, if you had a choice in your life, you could drive, like right now, you could have your dream car, or you could have a car that's basically like a normal looking shit box.
Okay.
But it will never break down.
Right.
And it'll always, you know, the air conditioning will always work. It'll always start. You'll never have any problems with it. What would you pick?
Well, how long does the dream car last? Is there a
just
certain
average
time?
Car length? I mean,
or
so it's brand new.
A brand
we'll say.
New my dream car, or a car that will last forever but looks a little shitty.
Yeah.
That's a fucking good question.
Yeah.
Because realistically, I should take, and I'm not a big car guy like we just, but. You know, I'd love to have, like, I. You know what? I probably end up having to take, after long consideration, the shitbox, the shitbox-looking car that drives perfectly for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And then, ironically, I'll die in a car crash in that car in 2 years. It's like the monkey's paw.
Into a wall.
Yeah, this is like a no-win.
That's true.
This is what you rather is going to lead to my death, isn't it?
Yeah, they pull you out of the wreck, and they're like, actually, the car was still running.
The car's in perfect condition. It's strange.
Fine.
This is the opposite of Christine. This is not a haunted car. This is like they put it in the, you know, it's always nice. It brings people coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it haunted you because you're like, it can't wreck. I can't wreck it.
Right.
I have no control.
I don't so even.
You had to wreck it.
Yes. I like it.
That's how these things go,
I
know,
right?
That's
it makes
how
perfect
Stephen
sense
King
to me.
Is thinking.
Oh, my God. We just watched Pet Sematary yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And I already read it.
Gage?
Yeah, Gage.
The little kid.
It was the kid who was a couple of years later in Kindergarten Cop. The
oh,
little one.
Yeah.
So I was
kid,
like,
huh?
Sarah saw him. She's like, how do I know that kid? And I'm like, I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
I mean, are you telling me you want children? What is this? But then when we, she was right. They all look the same to me. But when we got just like black people, they all look the same. And
little blonde kids. And,
and then we, just kidding, black brethren. So anyway, it was fun to see him stabbing people.
Yeah. Because all he sliced the grandpa. Right on his mouth?
Yeah.
Like the corners of his mouth with a razor?
Like,
that was horrifying.
It was, you know what it was like? It was like the Joker.
Yeah.
It was like...
It was just like that.
And you know who the grandpa was, right?
I don't even remember.
It was Munster.
Was it?
Yeah. It was
I haven't seen that movie in forever.
What was that guy's name? His first name?
Oh, shit.
Eddie Munster? I don't know. The tall motherfucker.
Yeah.
It was so great because he came on and immediately was like, oh, Papa Monster or whatever. And then Sarah's like, I don't know who that is. And I was like, God damn it.
He did have like on that show really no makeup.
Right.
I mean, they just made him white, but it was black and
he's
white.
He's got a fucking square head. It was black. It was great. That show was great in that everyone looked exactly like they should look. They were the templates.
Yeah.
Like Elvira woman with the long black hair and that fucking fat. The guy who looks just like Rocky's drunk uncle or who is it? The brother of his wife. Polly.
Oh yeah, Polly. Yeah,
yeah. That that
Fester
fat
guy. Yeah.
Well,
whoever their Fester was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. He was great.
I always thought that of like, did we need the Munsters and the Addams Family? Mm-hmm. I mean, we didn't really need one, but we definitely didn't need both.
I know.
Right?
I agree.
That was crazy.
It's funny they should have fought, or they should have had some sort of team up. As far, I mean, maybe they did. I don't know.
Yeah.
But they should have really done like a crossover.
Yeah.
And then one of the uncle could molest the little Wednesday. Could be like a super
like an uncle team up and swap.
Yeah. That hand.
That thing was weird.
And then the Papa Monster could go fucking crazy and start murdering, like fighting. It could be really, this is good.
A lot could happen.
This is right in itself. That I'm getting into this.
I never got into those like those Addams Family movies because I was like, they're kind of trying to murder each other.
Right.
This is a problem for me.
Yeah.
I'm a little uncomfortable. Like the kids were trying to murder each other.
Yeah, but it was super PG-13. I mean,
I know, but it would be like, I don't know. They'd rig the stairs so they turned into a slide and slid him into a bunch of knives, but he somehow just rolled off the side.
Laugh, ha!
Yeah, and he's like, next time I'll get you.
I love that you do a great impression. And I love that bothered you when you were playing Postal at 13. And
well,
like,
that's different.
Oh, yeah? Okay, yeah, completely.
Well, when are the parents going to step in?
Oh,
like, you can't just kill your brother. I mean, or you can.
And then
I never understood. I'm like, what are the rules? Is this game on or is this not cool?
You had very selective literal thinking. When
yeah,
you were
I
young.
Couldn't. I just couldn't. That world didn't work for me.
That's fair. You know, actually, I am giving you shit, but I do agree with you because some movies try to have it both ways.
Yeah.
Some movies do well, like The Royal Tenenbaums.
Sure.
Where it's a stylized. And that's the whole point of it.
Yeah.
But some movies start like that, and then they want the unearned like pathos,
right?
Pathos in the end,
right?
And you're like, you can't fucking have it both ways,
right?
You're either kooky,
right,
or altogether spooky.
It's like I always say, always Dodgeball. I'm like, it's a crazy romp for an hour,
right?
Then 10 minutes of heartfelt bullshit.
That's
and then it's back to like, well, it all worked out.
We're on the same fucking page of this of any Ben Stiller movie, or any Adam Sandler movie is going to be a horrible piece of shit that's all fucking dumb and unrealistic, but then at the end it's going to be like, oh, we learned a lesson, and it turns real. It tries to turn. You can't have it both ways.
No.
Fuck
well,
you,
who
Happy
wants
Gilmore.
It that way? I don't even want it.
I don't think anyone.
I just wanted crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't really care if there was a lesson.
I always disliked it. It felt very...
Yeah.
I mean, when I was young,
like,
obviously we discuss
here's
it now,
the
but
lesson
yeah,
part.
You're 13 and you're like, ugh, this feels... like creepy. Like,
yeah.
It feels very unearned and shitty and ruins everything that came before it.
It really, no. I don't like that. I don't want to learn anything.
I agree.
Or learn something, but no, I'm going
watch a
in.
Fucking movie that you're planning on learning something. I mean, The Descendants.
Right.
About a dad whose wife dies and then he gets closer to the girls. Fine. We're going to learn something. We're going to shed a few tears. Marley and Me.
Yeah.
A Family Dog. My Sister's Keeper.
Yeah.
Which I'm not seeing any of these, thank God. But if you fucking do... You know what you're getting, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, you're right.
Right, yeah. I expect that someone's going to tell me something wise and folksy before the end.
They're going to have a few funny cut-up scenes, but it's going to be mostly like lessons learned.
Right.
But if it's an Adam Sandler movie and then it tries to turn into those at that last 10 minutes, what I'm trying to say is fuck Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
I fucking hate
that's
that
the message.
Oh, I hate him.
You're talking, I actually did just watch Rocky Balboa.
Oh, what'd you think?
Well, I'd seen it before.
Oh. Oh my god, you watched it again?
Yeah.
Yeah. You must have been sick. Delirious.
It was pretty good. I liked it. I don't know. Okay. It was fine.
It has
a nice capper to the whole thing, I think.
Ventimiglia.
Yeah, that kid.
His kid.
Yeah.
And he was on Heroes, like, right at the time as that movie came out.
Oh, was
so
he?
All I was expecting was him to, like, fly away.
To shoot
his
off
name
into...
was Peter. Peter Petrusky or something? Anyway, so...
Yeah.
No, you know what? To be fair, it was probably my... third favorite in there.
Okay.
Of course, Rocky IV is my fucking favorite. I mean, you know, Drago. Sure. Everybody's got to love that.
That's the one that's kind of crazy, but good.
Well, it's so good. Yeah. I mean, with the montage scene running up. I mean, when fucking Apollo gets just murdered, and you're like, that doesn't... And then they're just like, sorry, buddy.
I don't know about this.
Sorry.
This is kind of violating the world a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. He's punching him and he's down. And then he just fucking keeps punching him. And they're like, sorry, it's a boxing match.
Yeah.
Like,
what can we do?
This is a perfect example of movies that try to have it both ways.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah, the Russian guy murdered the black guy in the ring, but that's just boxing.
Yeah.
But then in the end,
c'est la vie, man. What can you do?
After, I'm like, that's my favorite. Then I criticize it. But that's my favorite.
Yeah. Well, there's kind of like, three really good ones, right? The first one,
the fourth one, and Rocky Balboa yeah.
are the really good ones. Cause the four, and they're different. Like, the first one's good. The fourth one's good, but in a Escape from L.A. sort of way.
Right.
Where there's a wink.
Yeah, over the top. Yeah, yeah, it is just, yeah, it is a wink and a nod, and I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
You know.
But yeah, I don't know. Rocky Balboa is pretty good.
That's funny that...
I enjoyed it.
I liked that he acknowledged how fucking old he was. I thought they were going to have him win.
Yeah.
And even though they still had him stand up to like a 20-year-old black guy.
Right.
And he's 60 or whatever, but
yeah.
It was better.
It was crazy, too, because I think in the movie they de-aged him, you know what I mean? Because in real life, I think he was... pretty close 60? To 70.
60-something? Wow.
Yeah, and in the movie, I think they said he was in his 50s.
Okay.
So I guess just to make it not his, as insane.
His face, though? Let's discuss his fucking face.
Yeah, I mean, what's going on with his face?
Well, he's getting fucking work done.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it looks bad.
It looks weird.
These guys need
starting to look weird.
It really... You gotta stop doing
probably
this.
Probably slow down.
He looks like fucking Cher.
Yeah.
Or worse, what's that guy who just came back? In the wrestler?
Mickey Rourke.
Yeah, holy God.
I just, you know what? And I saw his face and it was weird and I was just like, I'm just going to pretend he's fucked up from boxing.
I don't blame you. You can do that. You can process that more easily. You're like,
I could tell. I could make up the lie for myself. I mean, no one in the movie says, Rock, what the fuck, man? And he's like, I've been boxing my whole life.
And then his drunk, he's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Yeah. I'm drinking myself to death. My fucking liver is fucking black. But you look like shit. You look like a woman.
Yeah, that guy.
You bitch. The first time I saw any of those movies, because he's fucking in all of them. And if I was Rocky, I know this is the point.
Yeah.
I mean, they did a good job making me hate him.
Right.
I'd fucking punch his fucking head so hard. My Rocky would be murdering him, and then he'd be in jail.
He'd murder Polly.
Yeah, he'd fucking kill Polly. He'd just fucking punch him so hard, he'd die. I hate
Polly. Was kind of annoying. Well, in the first one especially, because you're like, I'm confused. Do you want him to date Adrian or not?
Right.
It kind of seems like you do, but kind of not.
You get the impression he wanted to fuck her.
A little.
He was very much
the relationship.
Yeah, he was Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, that's always uncomfortable.
And the first one, it's good because it's the first, but when you watch it again, it's got the 70s pacing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not even saying it's aged poorly because it hasn't necessarily, but 4 was just so perfectly 80s.
Yeah.
So... I guess
no. I like the 70s pacing kind of works for me. Well, and it's not. It's got some good parts to it. Like, you know, probably some of the most awkward dating scenes of all time.
That actually
kind of worked for me.
I really enjoyed the scene in the pet store.
Yeah,
and I haven't seen this movie in like 10 years.
Yeah,
and I still remember him making awkward conversation about the birds and shit.
Yeah,
it was well done because it's real endearing and realistic. Like,
yes,
they don't. Okay, I just reread Payback. Or whatever it was originally called,
right.
The Hunt or whatever. Fucking stories were better.
Yeah.
And I know I'm going to say, back in my day in the 60s, but it's so much more organic.
Yeah.
And I think that's how Rocky was.
Yeah.
I think
it
was organic.
It felt more, well, and you know, when they try to do something awkward now, it's like a Michael Cera awkward, and you feel the writing in it.
It's hipster awkward.
Yeah, and you're like, his most awkward is like me at my best.
Yeah.
I mean, if I could come up with these things to say.
It is rapid fire. It is definitely, like you just said, you feel the writing. They're speaking written lines.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, these guys. And I mean, sometimes that works. Like in, when Michael Cera, what was the show that he was in?
Arrested Development
is fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Despite the fact it's not realistic, but that's the whole point. It's great. But then other shit, like everything else he's ever been in.
Yeah.
Not funny, awkward.
Yeah.
Just forced.
Something about those Rocky movies, too, it like always brings a tear to my eye. Something
did
nostalgic about it. A little bit.
Wow.
I didn't think I would, too, because I don't think I did when I first saw Rocky Balboa.
Right.
But then there's that part he was just like, you know, I got this beast inside me. And I was just like, oh, God.
You know,
it's never going to go away, Rock.
It's going to consume you.
Yeah.
You know, I think, honestly... That's fucking completely understandable. I think the older you get, the more this shit hits you in a different way.
Yeah.
When you see it when you're 13 or right. 17, you're like, where's the tits? Or, you know.
That's a crazy gun.
Yeah.
Had, yeah.
But like once, you know, and I'm not saying we're old at our age, but I mean, you have life experiences and then yeah. this shit, you get it.
Yeah.
So I hear you. There's been books and fuck, I've read comic books
yeah.
where I was like, oh, fuck. I've cried at a Spider-Man comic book.
Right.
So I'm not going to judge.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
And it's not because I'm like, oh, Peter Parker. It's because it so perfectly hits something that's going on in your life.
Yeah.
Or you just get it.
Oh, yeah. Know, no, I'm sure it has. It's always about something about where you are.
Right, right.
I'm sure probably if I watched it in 5 years from now, well, God knows. Maybe I'd ball through the entire thing.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's do
he'd be
the,
like,
what's the under over?
And I'd be like, oh, fuck.
You're either going to be drunk and all like in your own. Is it awful? You're gonna be all fucking puke and piss, or you'll be all, you know, you'll have a child.
Yeah.
Oh God, I can't wait till you have a kid on accident. Oof. I need to go get a beer. Do you need another one?
Yeah. Well, no. I had 400 beers this weekend. a lot.
I'm excited. That's a good segue.
Yeah, yeah. We'll have to talk about when he gets back. I took a raft trip this weekend where I had 400 beers by my estimate. I'm not a fratty guy who's like, dude, I had so many fucking beers this weekend, but it was a lot, even for me. It was a lot to handle. I'm drinking a little mason of water.
It's crazy, too, because fucking when you think, like, oh, I'm going rafting. I'm going to be busy all day. I'm not going to... It's worse when you have that yeah. many beers than if you're just at a bar.
Yeah.
Because you don't know how drunk you are until you're
oh,
like...
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, but when you're... When you're going on the rafting trip and you're busy and you're in the raft and the sun's on you,
yeah.
you don't know where the fucking fifth or sixth beer hits mm-hmm. and the heat and the water start.
Yeah.
Oh, it's crazy.
Well, and, you know, this is my third time. Mm. So I think I've worked out a pretty good pace. And basically my system is, well, the first morning I just woke up and had a beer breakfast, you know.
Right.
Immediately.
Well, as you should.
Started the
That's
day.
That's the whole point of the weekend, right?
Yeah, yeah. Basically, if I start getting bored or start thinking about how I'm like, hey, I'm pretty over rafting,
right.
then I have another beer.
That's a great idea.
Or when bourbon.
When I was at my brother's... I shouldn't... like, he's going to fucking listen. When I was at someone's... the dinner, the pre-thing or whatever.
The rehearsal.
Yeah, the rehearsal dinner.
Yeah.
And my wonderful wife was willing to drive that night, so I would drive the next night. It was great because every time I was like, I'm a little uncomfortable, it's a little awkward, mm-hmm. I don't know these guys that well, I'm fucking bored, let's
right.
have another beer.
Right.
And it was nice.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. that's exactly, you know, okay, so like the first day I just got up and, well, the first night we got there late.
Okay.
You know, and we had just like a beer and then I set up a tent and so I got in my tent and I had bourbon, this thing of bourbon I bought. So I kind of fell in my tent and cracked part of this thing of bourbon.
Oh, fuck.
So I was sitting in there and I was like, why does it smell like a bar in here?
Oh,
and then I was
God.
Like, oh, because there's my entire back of my pants is soaked in fucking bourbon.
Dude, this is like a fucking, this is a horrible, you know, terrible, horrible, very bad day
yeah,
where like
yeah.
immediately you soak your tent that you're going to be in yeah. the next 2 days. It's going to be in the fucking sun.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And luckily it wasn't too much, but
it didn't smell that way the whole time.
Right. The first night I definitely was like, I'm in a distillery when I woke up. And then the next day too, I had some deodorant that kind of melted.
Yeah.
So it was like a mixture of bourbon and Old Spice in there.
Wow. So,
very
it's date rape. Yeah. It sounds yeah. like somebody fucked you in there.
It was really like, yeah. it was like if you were a baby and you went home and slept in your grandfather's dresser drawer.
Right. Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of memories, a lot of feelings mixed
yeah,
in there, I'm
yeah.
sure. You're like, I don't, yeah.
If I just brought a cigar, it would have really
awesome.
Brought it all home
I
for
like
me.
It.
So yeah, I mean, the first day, I was pretty loaded. It was, the river was low.
Okay.
So there was a lot of work to do. You had to paddle a lot because it was slow. I mean, we got on and I probably had like a couple drinks and I could still see where we put in.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So we were just rafting and so I just drinking.
Okay.
Which was fine.
Did you wear sunscreen?
I did.
Good
I didn't
for
even
you.
Get burned, which is pretty good for me. I got some kind of an allergic rash.
Okay.
To something.
I can't see it though.
It's kind of like right here.
Sexy giant arms.
And right here.
Let's come on. Don't ignore that.
I'm going to.
All right.
Then. You know, I was doing pretty good. And then at the end of the day, we get off the rafts and you have to put everything back together and we had to go into town.
Did you have to like deflate them?
Yeah.
I hate that part.
That was a pain in the ass.
Yeah, fucking A.
So we had to go into town, though, because Katie broke one of her shoes. So we had to, she was wearing like sandals with straps.
Oh, and she only had one set, so she had to go get a new.
Yeah, so we had to go into town.
Okay.
So,
and that's far, right? I mean, going into town.
It's like a half hour or
something. All right.
But you know what? I was up for it because the night before I was setting up my tent and everything, and I was like, you know what I forgot? A pillow.
Oh, shit. Did you sleep on your pants or your backpack?
I slept on a towel.
So your fucking head's on a towel.
Yeah.
You're fucking smelling like bourbon.
Yeah.
You're in the tent. You're like, this is going to be a great fucking trip.
Well, and you know what happened? So last year, you know, I went with Heather.
Yes.
And she kind of set up the tent situation.
We don't pronounce the H anymore now that you guys...
Heather.
Heather. All right.
She kind of set up the tent and... She must have put down a lot more blankets than I thought.
Right.
She must have put down like five.
Because you remember it being comfortable.
Yeah, it was
and
so
like,
soft and nice.
Yeah.
And then I put down two.
Yeah.
And it was hard as a fucking
that
rock.
Sucks.
Like I would wake up and my hips would be in pain.
Jesus
like I was
Christ.
A pregnant lady and I was like, oh my God. You know, and I'd have to roll over and then be like, all right.
It's, you know what? We must have done the same thing because I remember waking up like five or six or seven fucking times.
Yeah.
And like, you know, the same thing. Like you said, your back hurts, your fucking ear hurts, your head hurts. It was, Now I know. I just have to bring a lot more blankets.
Yeah. All right, so I need to bring like five next time and then I'll be good.
Good call.
It was nice though because I was like, oh, I'm uncomfortable and alone. This is working out great so far.
Well, I was going to just say, and not in a uncomfortable way, but no, you didn't have anybody that was going to split the, I mean, in another sleeping bag. I'm trying to be very careful here.
Uh-huh.
But you didn't have anybody to stay in the tent with you that wanted to?
No,
that went up? Okay.
No.
They brought their own
Everyone,
tent?
Yeah, was in their own
okay.
sleeping tent.
Because I didn't know if, and again, not in a
No,
like,
Val came with us and she slept in her own tent.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys didn't want to just share one?
No.
Okay, fair. That's all I, you know, good.
So all we, right. you know, so the first day was good, but then, so it was the end of the day.
Okay.
And you know what's weird too is when you're just rafting and you're in the sun and you're drinking beer all day. Normally, if I'm out, I can tell if I'm drunk or not.
Right.
I feel like I'm pretty good at saying I'm good to drive.
Yeah.
But, you know, we finished and I felt all right, you know, and it was like time to go into town. So Katie was like, all right, we're going to go into town. Who can drive? And then she just pointed at me and she's like, you cannot drive.
Wow.
Like, fair enough.
Wow.
You could probably. So she drove us into town.
Okay.
And I bought a pillow.
Nice.
You know, which was,
a good purchase.
Yeah. And well, so we were in the shoe store. She was picking out shoes.
Okay.
That's when it hit me.
Really?
Been,
but you're like, oh, did you get dizzy?
Or, I was dizzy and you know, we were inside and it was cool and nice. And I just literally was like, I was going to look around and then I was like, no, I just need to sit on this bench.
Fucking crazy.
Just do it's, nothing.
I don't know what it is. Like you said, I'm a professional drinker myself,
uh-huh.
and I am usually pretty fucking good at being able to tell when I'm drunk or
mm-hmm.
getting drunk or buzzed.
Right.
But there have been times like that for me as well, where I'm either like hanging out, talking to somebody in a restaurant, so you're just sitting there, and you have like six drinks, and you're like, I'm not drunk at all.
Yeah,
like, you're almost disappointed.
Yeah.
You feel great. You're like, I'm pretty like with it. I'm lucid. I'm sober. You stand up. And the fucking world tilts to the side.
Like,
and you're just
fuck.
Holy shit. Or when you go to the bathroom.
Yes.
That's a good
when
one
it hits
for
me
too.
A lot.
Yeah.
When I'll go to the bathroom and feel fine. And then I see myself in the mirror and I'm like, uh-oh.
Yep.
That fellow is drunk.
You can see it in your
tell.
Own eyes.
Yeah.
It's great.
Something in his eyes is wild. Yeah. Something's wrong.
And then when you're trying to pee and you can't balance.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I'm fine. You're like, oh, I'm missing more than usual.
Yeah.
Yeah. So sometimes I respect what you're saying, especially when, like, you were in the heat.
Yeah.
I mean, you're fucking drinking. I get fucking heat exhaustion.
Yeah.
I hate heat.
I didn't know what to do. I got back and had that pillow and was laying in the tent, and it was 100 degrees. I was just sweating.
God.
But I was like, I don't know if I have the strength to get out of here
did
and do
you,
something else.
Did you nap? Did you sleep and sweat it off?
I attempted to and then just got up.
All right.
But by then, I was getting pretty sober.
Was there any other illicit substances that you imbibed this time?
I did not.
Others did, though?
No, I don't think so.
Really?
No.
That's
there was a lot of drinking.
All right.
Like,
enough drinking
lot.
That
yeah.
Anybody embarrass themselves? Or
There was a girl I didn't really know who... Apparently, she just fell flat on her face, and then she spent the night sitting around the campfire, and she was just completely slumped, passed out in a chair.
Okay.
I mean, didn't wake up. She had like this big hair and she had a hat on top and she just looked like a Muppet.
Yeah, nice.
Slumped over with no strings attached.
Ended up she was dead.
Yeah, she passed away.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear it.
But she was up and about the next day, which was like, I think everyone was a little relieved.
Right.
Because we're like, oh, she's alive.
She's fine.
Great.
Well, you know, some people, it's funny because I was listening to a podcast, of course, and somebody was talking about how they don't drink. They never been big drinkers because they just get fucking tired.
Yeah.
And so they're like, you know, I don't understand in movies, like truly don't understand when guys are like with their boss and they're like, well, let me get you a drink, a highball. Yeah. And they all have like a scotch at like noon.
Yeah.
And the next scene's not them just fucking laying on the carpet like, oh. And I mean, and you know, it's pretty well known that I get fucking paranoid when I smoke the ganja.
Right.
I mean, crazy paranoid.
Right.
Horribly acute, frightened for Katie's mom and
right,
for
right.
the world not being real. And
are they saying I did a bad job watching their dogs?
Oh, God. It's so anyway, I think everything hits people differently, but yeah. I love alcohol so much.
Yeah.
I can't understand how people are like, it's not for me.
Yeah, no, booze does it for me.
Oh,
well, and you know, it was
me
funny too. You know, I hope I'm not talking out of school. So the one thing that I've ever seen Katie sort of forbid Nicanor from doing is drinking whiskey.
Okay.
And which is, it's very uncharacteristic. She doesn't even forbid, but she's like,
no,
don't do it.
I hear you.
You know? And I never knew why, but like,
did he have whiskey?
He had a little bourbon.
Excited. What happened?
He was activated. I mean, he wasn't mean. He was just wild.
Really?
I mean, yeah.
Like goofing around?
Cause yeah.
He can get...
We hit this tiny rapid, and he just completely fell back.
Oh, my God.
He had us line up the boats in a big line so he could run along the edge and then dive in the water.
Awesome.
I mean, we were...
awesome.
The best part, we were having a little race because, you know, we had to beach the boats or whatever because we were done. And so we were racing this other boat to the shore. And so he's at the front of the boat paddling. We're all paddling like crazy. And so he decides to unite us with a song, you know? And he's like, tonight we are young. Completely
awesome.
Stopped. I couldn't
awesome.
Paddle anymore because I was dying laughing.
I like, Nika's got a fine line from when he goes from like fun spastic to whistling in my fucking ear at a concert. But like crazy drunk Nika is fucking fun. Well, Nika's one of my favorite drunks.
And
he's not mean.
No.
He doesn't slur his words.
No.
Well, actually, that's when he gets really fucked up. But,
sure.
Like, I like Drunk Nika.
Yeah.
Because he's real. He's into tomfoolery.
Yes.
He'll fuck with you. He'll, like, knock the beer. He'll, get your beer all overflowing. And you want to be mad.
He'll pull you out of a boat.
But you can't.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's fair.
He's just, I like Drunk Nika.
Yeah, it's good. Mm. It was good.
That's good.
So it was funny. I was just like, oh, this is why.
Because
this is an appropriate setting to be crazy.
Right.
But who knows in normal.
How many people, speaking of the appropriate setting, so you say that the water was a little more flat this year.
Mm-hmm.
Was it the same amount of people and the same type of group?
It was about the same,
Maybe
a little fewer.
Because that mix is very interesting in the people trying to impress other people.
Yeah.
Was
it
there
wasn't
a lot?
Quite so much.
That's
yeah.
very, that's good.
No, well,
good.
I don't know. It's weird, too, because now, I mean, I'm not, like, great buddies with a lot of them, but I at least know who they are.
Right,
so I know which ones are weird and which
that's
ones are
fair.
Cool. So, you know, I went to bed that night, got up the next morning, and...
How hammered were you? I mean, so you go back
I
to...
I was medium. You know, by the time I went to bed...
Yeah, when you
I
got
thought,
on the
okay.
10. Okay.
So I got up the next morning, and Katie's dad was just like, wow, you look ready to just attack the day. And I was like, thank
nice.
You. You know, and
nice.
I felt horrible.
Yep.
So I drank a warm, sun-warmed Budweiser.
Oh, why would you do that to yourself?
I don't know. I was just like, this is the closest by.
Oh, my God.
The first day, we had these beers. I brought these beers over. Nicanor and Katie had, like, a barbecue. And we were at the liquor store trying to decide what to bring over, and I saw these beers. They were called Little Kings.
Little Kings. Perfect. And you thought of Nika.
I did.
Yeah,
I was like,
of our boy.
I said, I was like, these are Little Kings for my Little King. But
awesome. Okay.
You know, and I went and I was like, what are these? And then I went and got them out, and they're these teeny tiny bottles.
Okay.
Beer,
but they're actually just beer?
Yeah.
How much did they cost?
They're like a normal, I mean, they're like a cheap beer.
Okay.
And they came, there was 8 instead of 6
nice.
In a pack.
All
so
right.
It's, I think, pretty close.
8 ounces of like Little King. That's fucking
yeah.
great.
And
so you guys
so
slammed
funny.
Little Kings?
Yeah, because he
nice.
Had 2 left over from that party.
Awesome.
You know? Which the only thing I don't like about Little Kings is that they're not called Little Kings.
Little Kings.
Cause
like Little Kim
yeah.
and Little Kings. Little Rascals. I like that.
But yeah, I recommend bringing Lil' Kings to a party because it's fun.
Yeah.
And you feel like a giant.
Oh my God. You know, that tiny would be little fun. Beer. I've never felt tall or big except for in the pants. And I would love to be just like, oh, like Shaq, but not like him at all. But like that gigantic where you just fucking tower. You're a monster.
Right.
That'd be fun.
What I want to do is get like a baseball hat, but make it way too small, you know, clip it down and then hold a Lil' King and then have a picture of me up close. And people be like, that guy's fucking that enormous. Awesome.
Have nothing in the background to like do. Or we could do something like that, a small version of something.
Yeah.
Like make
like a tiny Pac-Man machine. Oh, so it's like that guy's fucking frightening.
It sounds fun. Let's do it.
Yeah. It'd be good.
I like it. So how did everybody else do? I mean, I know you don't you have to like the dirt, but was Nika, was Katie, Val, where everybody?
I think we all did okay.
Good.
There was no, you know, puking.
Right.
Nothing like that.
But no too sober?
No.
That's excellent.
Val finally did her impression of me.
Whoa, what did she? I want to hear what it was.
Her impression was like this. She took her fist and put the back of it on her forehead, and she just went, I'm so sweaty.
That's a long wait for a hilarious. Yeah. I'm so sweaty.
And she said more things too, but basically I was like, I think your impression of me is just saying hurtful things in your voice.
Right. It's not an impression, it's just an insult. She's like, I'm Peter and I'm a faggot.
Right. That's basically her impression of me. Yeah. You know, and it would be like her saying that I eat a lot at Wendy's or whatever.
Right, right. You know? I'm going to have diarrhea after I have these two Baconators.
Right.
Yeah, that's funny.
So, but yeah, it was good. I mean, my tent was full of sand. It was Sand Dune City in there.
Was it windy?
After a day. No.
Just the kicking it in.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. All right. I just, every day I would go in and I'd be like, what the fuck, you know?
How many days were you there?
We were there 3 nights.
Really?
The first night we got there, you know, like at 1 or something.
So Thursday, you took off, got there at like 1, fell asleep. Friday, you just gave me the day. Friday night, you went to bed pretty good.
Yeah.
Saturday morning, you wake up and he's like, you look like hell, son.
Yeah. All right. I'm like,
so
thank you.
Okay. So then keep going. We're on Saturday.
So then Saturday, I think I drank even more.
Nice. Did you have more fun?
Yeah. Because that day, the river was a little faster. So I spent most of the day actually sleeping in the bottom of the boat or floating in the river.
Nice.
And there was one point where I was sleeping in the boat and they were like, we got to paddle. Everyone's got to get up and paddle. And I was like, I really don't want to, you guys. And they were like, you have to.
And
so I got up and I was like, all right, I'll fucking paddle. So we paddled and then they were like, okay, we're good. And I was like, no, no.
Nice.
And I paddled us in a big circle. Twice.
I like Petulant Peter.
Yeah.
I do.
I was just like, you want me to paddle? I'll paddle.
I like twice,
I'll just paddle
too.
All fucking day.
What did they do? Was it awkward or hilarious?
No, they laughed.
Yeah.
And then I was like, all right, now my chest hurts and I'm going to lay down in the boat again. I'm done. That was enough.
Nice.
I think I expressed myself appropriately.
Yeah, everybody knew how you felt.
Yeah.
Good.
But
how many were there? Two big ones and then some little duckies?
There
like
were three big ones and one little one.
Okay.
Yeah. And, I don't know, second day, yeah, it was pretty loaded the second day, but I think everybody was the second day,
right?
So it was less noticeable, because there was less paddling to be done,
awesome,
because we all just gave up, I think.
That's good, you're like, the fucking river's faster, let's get drunk. That's,
you can't fight nature, man, no. Let's just fucking let it take
That's
us.
That's the place, when you know you don't have to drive, when you know you don't have to work,
yeah.
It's fun. I miss, I don't have, I don't have it, but when you just had like a fucking 8 or 12 or 24 hour stretch.
Yeah.
Where you just know you can fucking drink however much you want to fucking drink.
Yeah.
It's nice.
You know, and it's a good time. And I was telling somebody, you know, I was like, I don't know if I could ever go, because people always ask about this rafting thing, right? And they're like, so how does that work? Do you have like a guide? And I'm like, no.
Right.
You just float down.
Yeah,
and
everybody
Kevin
goes.
Knows what he's doing. And then, you know, they're like, do you wear helmets? And I'm like, no.
That's
I don't
great.
Think so. It's not very easy to drink beer with a chin strap, so.
I don't think they realize that, like, this is the rafting where there's a couple of, I mean, you know, you go to the parts, but it's all about the drinking.
Right.
It's about floating
and
nicely
drinking.
And drinking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the best part, you know, we stopped at a liquor store on the way and bought literally 160 beers.
Oh my God. The car
barely fit.
What the fuck? Did they say anything? The people at the liquor store? I had to make a comment like, have fun, or you know, that's a lot of fucking beer. I
ended up talking to the lady the whole time about they had these weird frozen margaritas. You buy them and it's like a tube.
Okay.
And it was liquid. And I was like, what is this? And she's like, you know, it's like one of those flavor ice things. But it's a margarita. It's got
booze. So you could like eat your booze? You could have like
a frozen margarita flavor ice, which I was like, are they good? And then she's like, oh, honey, I can't do tequila. You know?
That's Does she really sound like that? Oh, yeah. Like a 60-year-old smoker?
Yep.
Oh, honey. Awesome.
Yeah, I trusted her opinion of her ability to handle tequila.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, based on your voice.
I would love to ask her the story of that. Like, oh, what bad nights you have that you can't do tequila anymore?
It's probably a bad 10, 15 years is my guess.
It's a gunshot wound, a child. Honey. So, all right. So, and then did you finish it? I mean, you bought $160 worth.
I think there were some beers left over, but a lot of people brought beer.
Right.
But we made a good dent. The first day we ran out of beer before the end of the day because some fool packed the coolers all wrong.
How do you pack them wrong?
You don't put enough beers in. Okay. We were going through the cooler that was in our boat, and it was like, you know, Nick and Nora was like, who packed spinach in this boat? The fuck?
Nice. Like, he should be angry. Did anybody man up and own up to it?
No. Mm. He found a chickpea in there and just threw it in the river.
A lone chickpea.
Awesome. And he's like, why is there a chickpea in here? And threw it in the river.
Did you guys get to all be on the same boat? You, Val, Katie, and Nika?
Most of the time, yeah. Okay. The second day, I ended up swimming around, and then I got separated from our boat for a while.
Okay.
And then I ended up in a boat, and there was basically one other guy in there who was real loaded.
Right.
So I helped pilot that boat, because everyone else in that boat was floating in the river as well.
Did Miss Ross get in the river?
She did a little bit. Yeah, she swam a little. Wow. She did pretty good.
Wow.
It was a big day for her.
I'm proud of our little Val.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, she did all right.
Here's the most important question of the entire trip.
Okay.
How many hats were lost?
I don't think any.
I'll ask you one more time. How many fucking hats?
Some girl did lose, I believe, like $100 pair of Ray-Ban sunglasses.
Thank God. As long as somebody else. Thank God.
Well, see, this year, I just bought some fucking hat at Target that like some old lady would wear gardening or something.
Perfect.
And then I was looking at it, too, when I got there, and it had a tag inside that said, 100% paper.
A paper hat?
Yeah. It seemed like it was straw, but apparently it was paper.
Did it get wet?
Oh, yeah.
Did it just wilt
it
like paper?
It just kind of molded to my head. And then it also said something like, for use in decoration.
Oh, my God. So it's not a real hat.
I was like, first of all, someone show me the house that uses this as decoration.
I know, like,
that's
who puts a hat up.
That hat, too.
You
it
put
was
it on your dead
cool.
dog. You put it on Sparky after you get him stuffed.
Yeah, you put it on his tombstone at the pet cemetery.
So don't go. Day, sometimes dead is better.
Yeah.
All right, sorry.
So the second day, you know, I started, it was just completely molded. It was like a little... It's a skull cap with a brim. And then
like a yarmulke?
Yeah.
It sounds like you were like, you know.
Yeah, it was kind of what the Muslim guys wear in prison.
Right, right.
Kind of like that, awesome. But with a brim somehow. Okay. And then we got back the second day, and I literally just rolled it up burrito style and threw it in the trash.
That's perfect. Yeah. I was dumb. I wore, for those who are wondering why I wore my dad's. I borrowed a fucking super cool, like, authentic Australian hat with, like, the...
It's like Indiana Jones style.
It's, like, the nice leather hat. Or it's not made with kangaroo. Whatever. The fucking nice, you know. And then it had, like, the real teeth of, like, crocodiles and shit. It was nice.
Yeah.
From fucking Australia.
Yeah.
Fucking promptly lost it.
Yeah.
And then lost another one. And then I don't think I lost the third one. I misplaced it, and it ended up in, like, Peter or Katie's car. But I fucking lost three, recovered the one shitty one.
Right.
And then had to buy my dad a new one. So for those of you who obviously most everyone wouldn't know that I fucking lost hats, I was hoping to God that somebody lost a valuable item.
Yeah.
Because A, I'm a dick and I want to share in the misery.
Right.
And B, we got to fucking learn, people.
Yeah.
Don't bring nice shit
no.
on the fucking trip.
Yeah, I brought a paper hat. And I, you know, as a backup, I have like a baseball hat that's like from Arlington Horse Track
nice.
From 2003 World Championship Horse Racing. And I'm like, I probably could do without it.
Yeah. You know what? Mine was the ill-fitting Bowen Designs hat from my like yeah. My statue, my comic statue company. That's the one I wore and lost and found again. That's, yeah. I would wear that again. If I lost that, right. No skin off my back.
Right.
And then I also I would take like my 1993 Earth Day shirt.
Right.
I would take only clothes because I remember distinctly when I went with you guys last year, I had this nice new Hard Rock shirt.
Right.
It was white.
Right.
It's fucking genius, yeah. Right? So we went, it got soaked.
It was brown.
I left it out to dry.
Oh yeah.
And everywhere that it was folded, yeah. That sand had gotten all over it is now stained.
Right.
So it's got nice little designs of like brown along with the fucking white. So I truly would dress like I was working out.
Yeah.
Or I was like painting.
Yeah.
I would wear only shit.
Oh yeah, I just dress like a garbage man.
That's perfect.
Like Rocky Balboa,
yeah.
Basically.
That's, I'm like, what yeah, you fuck should it. Do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Punch meat while you're there.
Right.
And that's not a euphemism for beating off.
No. Mm-mm. Yeah, I didn't do that. Couldn't mm-hmm. do it. Didn't need to, but couldn't do it.
That's good. I don't embarrass anybody, but I made the mistake of having sex in yeah. You know, with the firelight there.
You were backlit.
It was a kabuki,
yeah,
yeah, or whatever the one is, and I didn't realize.
Shadow puppet theater.
Although I have no qualms with public displays, well, I have some anyway. Embarrassed. I felt bad.
Well,
I
was it's like, better if you know what you're getting into.
Right. I didn't know that people could see
us. You're
fucking.
Like, oh, it's fine.
And then insult to injury. So to learn my lesson, we got a fucking. You know, urinary tract infection. Because, of course, you're right. Going to fuck it. You don't shower.
You've been in a river.
You're in the water. You don't shower for 3 days. You bang both nights.
Oh,
you
yeah.
go back and like, why does it burn?
Yeah.
Why? Of course it fucking burns, dummy.
Yeah.
So.
There's something about that river water. Because, like, the shoes I wore. You
right.
know, I just wore, like, old jogging shoes.
Okay.
And, you know, every year I'm like, I'll use up a pair of shoes. And then I'm like, I just stow them away till I go rafting.
Right.
But, you know, this year I was like, maybe I could salvage these after. And then I remembered why, because I put them in a plastic bag.
Oh.
And the drive home, by the time we get home and they've been cooking in there.
The stink?
Yeah, oh. It's like there's Excuse fucking me. Dead fish in there.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
I
Something in that water. Not good.
No, that's...
Bacteria.
It was I didn't even go in the water
because yeah.
I'm a lazy fucker and I did just go to drink.
Right.
And so my wonderful wife was like, will you do a ducky with me? And I was like, no, I won't.
Yeah.
So she went with Katie, which was wonderful. They fell in and I felt vindicated.
Right.
I was like, see, I wasn't happy it happened.
Yeah.
But anyway, and so not even getting in, I still remember like, of course the water splashes in on you.
Yeah.
And yeah, my shoes I think went in the trash after.
Yep.
My shirt, like I said, I lost the hat. I mean, yeah. Don't bring nice things.
No, just
this
bring shit.
Why we can't have nice things, Peter.
It is. But yeah, other than that, it was pretty uneventful.
Any potato guns? Any late night?
Potato gun was broken. Nicanor read out loud to us.
Read?
For a little while.
That's what it, I mean. One of those 50 Shades
of Grey.
I had
to read for a book club.
Dear Penthouse.
And
that's
I was sitting
awesome.
There with it, and he's like, let me see that. And then he just started reading it out loud.
Awesome. Any great stories or funny, I mean, you know, any, or just good trip overall?
Yeah, it was just good.
Sounds?
I mean, nothing, probably, you would know, we had actually a lot of fun. Maybe I bothered everyone when we drove down, because, you know, I was just, like, antsy in the car. I was like a child.
Right.
But, you know, we were listening to sort of greatest hits of the 90s on the way down, which was really entertaining.
When you were, like, you're like, I remember this song now.
Yeah.
When you're like,
it was crazy.
I don't want to see your heart break.
Yes.
I love that fucking song.
And, probably the worst part to me was, you know, we did a tag team song.
Okay.
Katie and I, and... both knew a humiliating amount of the words, which I was like, why do I remember this and I don't remember anything from school?
Right, right.
Took all these history classes. You know, I'm like, what's the Teapot Dome scandal? Who knows?
Right.
But then I'm like, tag team, back again. Check it, direct it, let's begin. Party out, party people, let me hear stories. These seasons, the house, jump, rejoice. And party over here, party over there. With hands in the air, shake your dairy. Yeah. These three words, as you get to bed, say, womp, daddies.
You because know?
It just goes on and on.
That's because they didn't fucking set it to like a song.
That's
if it
what
was
I'm
set
saying.
To music, it would
they
be like
done that.
The Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria.
Which I'll remember that forever.
That's why we remember it.
Yeah.
Or as you, that was great. Stop. don't touch, leave the area, tell an adult. It's not even a song, but they just put it in a little bit.
They should trick you into thinking it's a song.
The Monitor, the Missouri. I don't know. What was the other one? See?
The Merrimack.
I don't remember it because they didn't fucking sing it to me.
Right.
Start
Robert
singing to school.
E. Lee versus Stonewall. Jackson.
Who shot Alexander Hamilton?
Appomattox.
All right, see? Fucking A. Child left behind in this house.
Yeah.
So
someone called Timbaland.
Nobody leave a child behind at Peter's house, by the way. Can't lead to good.
It's not a good
idea. He won't sexually molest them, but they'll end up dead. They'll end up with a... I can't not remember when you did your Helpful Snowman. Helpfulsnowman.com, everybody. Go to it. You're already there. I guess you're listening to this. Good. I'm helping. Anyway, when you had your dum-dum.
Yeah.
And when you made his head, when you caved in his head so you could use it as an ashtray.
Yeah.
And then when you would wipe your Dorito hands on him. I know I've brought this up multiple times, but I was like, you're an unfit parent. Like, I went from laughing, the whole week I'm fucking loving these, and then I felt bad for dum-dum. For made up, I was like, Peter shouldn't be left with a child.
See, this is... You always say that, and I always say the same thing, which is, I'm the perfect parent. So I'm the only one who's prepared to admit that he has these thoughts. Only one who isn't like, push it deep down inside. Don't tell anyone that you've thought about just having Dorito hands and wiping them on your son.
I think it's funny.
Haven't you ever... Okay.
I just don't want fucking kids.
Let's not compare a baby to a dog exactly.
Okay.
But have you ever wiped Dorito hands on a dog or something similar?
The thing that I do, and I don't think this is abusive, but it's similar, is after I pick my nose, I'll let him eat it. Because I don't fucking want it on my finger. I'm an adult, okay?
This is what I'm saying.
I'm not saying, and I don't do it often, okay? This isn't fucking every day. I'm not some disgusting freak, but sometimes... When you're sitting there with your dog there, you don't want to get up and get a Kleenex. You don't know where the fucking box is, or it's empty. Sure. And you're just like, you know what? Ah, here you go.
Yeah.
So I see what you're saying.
Okay. I'm saying you'd feed in a moment of just like,
right.
Well, my hands are covered in Dorito.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like I was wiping cum on him or something like that. It was just a moment of, inconvenience where I'm like, no one cares if a baby's covered in Dorito.
You can raise your child however you see fit.
Damn,
I'm not
Skippy.
Judging. You know what? Godspeed. I'll be there at the bar mitzvah.
Right?
Or God willing, the bat mitzvah, because I can have sex with your daughter.
Oof. It'd be a rough day in the house.
When I had sex with her?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, why?
Because you'd be so much older.
Because she's 13.
Yeah.
It's a bat mitzvah.
If I had her today, you'd be minimum 28 years older.
True. And I'm married. I love you.
So now you'd be what, 46?
In 20 years, I'll be 48.
48.
You forget our age.
I know, I do. That's pretty old.
I know. It
48
sucks.
To 18?
I thought you meant 28. I was like, I know we're old. And then but I mean, plenty of old creeps do that. I'm just saying, have a child now and make sure it's a girl.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in my 50s. That's just weird.
Yeah, I should probably have her soon, right?
Probably.
Because it's got to be soon, otherwise
you can turkey baste
real
it.
Crazy.
I'm not saying you have to get into a relationship. And
I can turkey baste.
Yeah.
Listen, the love thing's not working out for me, but science has come a long way to replace love.
You know what? You can have all of the inevitable shit that comes from love without the love.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah,
you
just even, all the, yeah,
let's
the
say
baggage.
You can give me half your shit right now.
Yeah.
Just pretend you got a divorce. Yeah. That's fine.
Here's my bicycle.
I'll take half of it, just the front wheel. I literally want half of everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just want me to cut everything in half?
Exactly.
And then you can be like, cut it in half.
And then you can say, no, Alec, I don't want to cut my stuff in half. You can take it all.
Yeah.
And then the king can be like, Peter gets it.
Peter gets to keep it. Mm-hmm. And then I say, really? And he's like, no, cut it in half. That's much better.
That king's a dick.
I thought it through. That's a lot more exciting.
He considered it.
Yeah.
I like it. The little king.
Yeah.
Little king.
Nika. Yeah. Nika, the little king,
mm-hmm.
helping us out.
Mm-hmm.
I think we did it already.
What? Is
we
can
keep
fast?
Going.
No, that's fine. That's
we've hit, I don't know how long it's been. Hour?
Fucking A.
Hour.
All right. It feels good.
Fantastic.
It's nice to be back.
Yeah. Thanks for coming back.
Yeah, indeed.
We didn't have even much to do beyond rafting chat.
There's nothing wrong with that. It was there's a trip. I wanted to hear about it.
Yeah, it was very exciting for all involved.
That's good. I'm glad no one died.
Yeah, me too.
Val, I'm proud of you for not drowning.
Pretty happy about that.
Mostly.
90%. Yeah. Which is good. That's pretty
true.
High.
That's true.
Overall.
You mostly didn't want anybody to die.
Yeah.
You're mostly a good guy.
90%.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
83.
Not bad. 83 to 90. All right. Thanks. Dark clouds gather around me. To the west, my soul is bound. But I'll go on ahead free. There's a light to be found.